Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org. If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
You ready?
Welcome to duty, Commander.
Let's go!
Go, go, go! Enemy forces spotted. Follow me, men. Watch out, grenade! Man down, man down! All right, you're good to go.
Thanks, much appreciated.
All clear. Mission under control. Out.
We've regained control. Good work, men.
You've been recommended for promotion. Promotion. Promotion.
Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start.
Welcome back to American by Design on its new night here, Monday nights. Hopefully everybody can hear me, and I've got a little mole in the chat room that's going to tell me about that. But thank you, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, and AC/DC, actually, for the intro music. I really appreciate it. Tonight we got Scotty Nell Hughes from the Tea Party News Network, and she's going to be calling in, or I got to call her here in a little bit. Probably a quarter after the hour, we'll be talking to her, and I'm waiting for my mole, but anyways, you're listening to American by Design, I'm sorry, and your host here is Bing Fisher. The number is 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176. And you can call in at any time. In the 2 hours that it takes me for to do this show, actually, we will have performed 274 abortions. That's in 2 hours. $360 million would be added to the national debt. 45 murders and 44 rapes will be committed. We still got a commie in the White House, and we've got people just pouring over the border. We got children. We got men and women. We don't even know what we got coming over the border in droves. We've got a woman in the name of Lois Lerner. And actually, that's my rant that I want to get on here. And I actually started to write it down. But if you know my show and you know me, sometimes I don't like to be like really off the cuff and rough. As Lisa May has her show over at Big Dog Music Mafia. You can reach me, Bing, at conservativenationmedia.com. Lots of different ways. Actually, you can also reach me at Bing at traditionalamericanmovement.com. And I sat there today and I was looking at some of the testimony and so on up on the Hill and or up on, in Congress. We've got a serious mess on our hands, people, a serious mess. And I don't know if it's so easy for others to see. Maybe it's just because I've been involved in setting up computer networks when I was, you know, younger. I've cut apart hard drives. I've reconstructed them. I know what it takes to deal with this. These people Lois Lerner, and also the IRS Commissioner John Koskinen, are basically sticking their middle finger up the nose, up the nose of the rest of the American public when they tell you that they crashed a hard drive. That happens. I understand that. There's ways of getting around that. And let me just say something. We went from Sunday. I want to get around a couple things here real quick. We went from Sunday, Sundays. My show was every Sundays, every Sunday, and we went to Monday nights. And for a couple different reasons. But one reason basically is because I need the downtime on the weekends to do a show on a Sunday. It takes some prep and so on. And I wanted, and I have things that I need to do. I've got almost 15 acres around here, and I need to deal with that. I need to spend time with my family. So Monday nights, I think is going to work just perfect for me, because it doesn't take up my weekend. I get a full weekend to just relax. And Sunday, of course, during the night when it's dark, then I can go ahead and do my show prep and that kind of stuff and get that ready. And of course, in the intro, there is something played that wasn't supposed to play. So I'm just going to tell you straight up front, I'm going to probably make a couple mistakes tonight. Hopefully not major ones, but there are going to be some mistakes. Okay. That's just Murphy's Law. It's the name of the game. It's just, I'm used to it. I'm a mechanical engineer. I'm just used to it. So, but what I wanted to get onto is back into it here is we've got all these major races going on. We've got Thad Cochran. Eric Cantor got his butt kicked out. This is unbelievable to me, and this is what Scotty's going to talk to us about. And this to me is monumental, because this is just gave so much life and spark and hope into some of these other races around the country. We've got them in Mississippi, because you don't unseat a House Majority Leader that's been in there for quite a long time. We got Thad Cochran down in Mississippi, 41 years in office, and he's doing a runoff with Chris McDaniel. And McDaniel is up 8 to 10 points from what I see. But 41 years in office? Come on, people. Come on. We've got Kansas. We've got Milton Wolf versus Pat Roberts over there. We've got all sorts of different races in Colorado, too. This is, as Joe Biden would say, a big friggin' deal, okay? But I wanted to get to my rant real quick. And I will occasionally have ADD, so I'll go like from here to there and all that kind of stuff. But how can the IRS so conveniently, and I guess my question really is to the American people, is how can we believe this, that they lost emails when they request or require receipts from like 40 years ago and stuff, and they can audit us from 7 years ago, if not more. And yet they have 67,000 people working at the IRS, the IRS, mind you, that knows every single thing that you do. They know, well, let's go through the list here. They know where you work. They know how much money you make. They know where you've worked in the past. They know your Social Security number. They know the Social Security number of your kids, your spouse, your significant other, if you're of that persuasion. They know everything about you. They know where you've lived for God knows how long. They keep that data there. They know, like I said, where you work. They know how much money you make. They know your banking account information. They've got your banking account numbers. They got more information on you that Eric Snowden did when he defected. And yet these same people are trying to blow smoke up my butt, telling me that they crashed a hard drive. This is how it works. There's a Platin and there's a head. The head reads the platens on the hard drive. If you ever cut one open, if you got an old hard drive laying around, cut one open or just open it up. Look at it. It's pretty simple. It's pretty mechanical. It's very simple. They are always supposed to burn out. There's a manufactured, established burnout time for each hard drive, and it's stated normally on the hard drive. MTBF, it's called. Now you got Lois Lerner from the IRS. Daryl Issa, chairman of the House Oversight Committee, he's been grilling her pretty good. Paul Ryan, actually, too. But you got, they're blaming this on aged equipment. Aged equipment. You've got people up there also, as somebody pointed out in the chat room, like Cummings and O'Connelly, you know, that are about in tears that we're going after these people that have committed, in my opinion, treason. They're lawless. These people took and destroyed these hard drives. They can destroy a hard drive in a lot of different ways. You can erase the information off them. You can put X's in every single byte sector on that hard drive. You can put it up to a magnet that'll pretty much destroy it, a very heavily powered magnet. But when you take apart one, it's very simple mechanics that operate this. And they can be repaired in a large part. It just depends on how much money you want to spend to get them repaired. But you can't tell me that we don't have backups. I run a website called Traditional American Movement, and we've got over 4 years of data on there. I back up every single night. It gets backed up. Then on the weekends, when I remember to do it, I do a full backup. And that backs up every single thing. We've been in existence for 4 years, and I haven't had really maybe two or three times, I think, that I can remember where we had a server go down, but we never lost data. We never lost the data that was on that server because I always had a copy of it. Now, people don't, you know, a lot of people, I think, are computer dumb, where they don't understand that when your data gets put in the bit bucket, as we call it, that, especially an email, that email that Lois Lerner sent came from a computer, it goes to a server, that server has a redundancy, or it should, especially the IRS, has a redundancy, and that server backs up that data. That server then sends that data, and it might not back it up exactly right then, and I don't know how the IRS exactly does their internals on their computer system, but that email goes out to somebody else, and that somebody else is the recipient. You've got six other people involved in this. Now, why are we not taking these people to task? I'm talking criminal here. I'm not talking just grilling them on Capitol Hill. I'm talking criminal. And they're both sticking their fingers up in the noses of the American public, in my opinion. I'm going to get to a quick break because I want to get Scotty on the line. And that's my rant, really. I mean, I wish I had a little bit more time for it, but and we'll delve into this a little bit more as I get going. But welcome to the new American by Design, our new date. Monday, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Scotty Nell Hughes from Tea Party News Network, I'm sorry, on the backside of this.
Aren't you glad the so-called fairness doctrine doesn't apply here?
Americans have known Tennessee as the volunteer state since the War of 1812. Now, Tennessee is leading the way in another major conflict, the war to keep America's identity, values, and freedoms intact. Even if you've never walked in Memphis or hiked the Blue Ridge Mountains, if you respect traditional American values, you should know about the Tennessee Action Council. Tennessee Action Council fights to preserve American values, defend our way of life, and protect the U.S. Constitution. This isn't just Tennessee's battle. It affects every American who loves our country and wants to pass the real America, unstained by progressive liberalism, along to future generations. No matter where you are in this magnificent country of ours, Tennessee Action Council is on your side and on America's side. Go to TN4Action.com. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com to volunteer for Tennessee and America. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com to stand for America now.
It's Thursday night and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed... could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Career politician Lamar Alexander has lost his way. Thankfully, Tennessee conservatives have a better choice. Conservative Joe Carr has a dependable record of standing up for conservative principles. In the Republican primary, conservatives will vote for Joe Carr, not Lamar. Lamar says we should be patient about fixing the debt. Joe Carr says the debt bomb must be defused now. Vote conservative Joe Carr, not Lamar. Lamar voted with Democrats to protect Obamacare from conservative Senator Ted Cruz. Joe Carr stood with Cruz to defund Obamacare. Vote conservative Joe Carr, not Lamar. Lamar voted with Barack Obama to reward illegal immigrants with citizenship. Joe Carr led the effort to stop the growth of illegal immigration to Tennessee. The choice is clear. Only Joe Carr, not Lamar, will defend conservative Tennessee principles.
I'm Joe Carr, and I approve this message. Join me at carr4tn.com, paid for by Joe Carr for Senate.
All across this country, people are waking up and saying what we are doing is not working. People are hurting tragically, and we need to turn this country around. There is a better way, a brighter future. How do we win? How do we inspire young people? Number one, we tell the truth. Defend the Constitution. All of it. Defend the First Amendment, the right to free speech, the right to a free press, the right to freedom of religion, and that means, among other things, not having the IRS ask citizens, tell me the content of your prayers. We need to stand for the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. We need to stand for the Fourth and Fifth Amendment rights, the privacy of every American. Every child deserves an opportunity to have an excellent education regardless of your race, your class, your creed, where you come from. Every child deserves a fair chance at the American dream. We need to audit the Federal Reserve. We need to abolish the IRS. We need to stop bankrupting our country. We can either choose to keep our head down, to not rock the boat, to not stand for anything, or we can stand for principle. Millions of Americans stood up last fall and said, stop this train wreck, this disaster that is Obamacare, that is hurting millions of people. The Democrats said, the mainstream media said, they said this is hopeless. Don't you understand? Just move on. Just accept it. You can't do anything to stop this. Yes, we can.
And welcome back to American by Design with your host, Ben Fisher. And the number here is 718-305-7176. And it's my great, dear pleasure to have Scotty Nell Hughes on here from the Tea Party News Network. And, Scotty, welcome aboard.
Oh, thank you for having me, Bing. And I have to tell you, normally I would be in Tennessee. Normally I would be in Nashville. But I'm in Mississippi because that's where it's all coming down to. It's here in Mississippi. Tomorrow, all of America, practically all of the world, is watching to see how strong is the conservative voice tomorrow in the runoff with Chris McDaniel versus Thad Cochran.
Yeah, Thad Cochran, a career politician, been in there over 41 years. I looked him up the other day, and I'm like, I can't believe that. This is more than Lamar Alexander up here in Tennessee. I mean, I start looking at some of these races. I'm going, you know, other than Eric Cantor, who wasn't in there that long in Virginia. But, I mean, 41 years, Scotty, is there a basic problem in this country?
There's a major basic problem. Thad Cochran was first put into office in 1978. 78. He was part of the vote. His vote helped establish the Department of Education. That is how outdated, how out of touch Thad Cochran is with the state of Mississippi. But this is why folks in Tennessee are going to pay so much attention to this race, as well as other states across the country. If you see Chris McDaniel win tomorrow, and if you see him win this runoff by a large amount, you are going to see within, I guarantee, 5 minutes, and hear my southern accent coming out, 5 minutes, the entire country's eyes are going to shift, and they're going to shift to Tennessee and Kansas, the two states to become the next focus.
Yeah, in Kansas, we got Milton Wolf versus Pat Roberts up there, too. But
completely.
Yeah, Thad Cochran. Yeah. Is McDaniel, is Chris McDaniel still 8 to 10 points up from what you guys are getting out there? And you were just on the Tea Party bus, Tea Party Express bus out there in Mississippi, I believe.
Yeah, I was, and I was on it all weekend. It's the second time that I've been back to Mississippi in the last 2 months. And, yes, you know, if you look at most polls, they're saying 8 to 10 points. But here's where I can't trust polls. There is unequivocal research. There's proof that Thad Cochran and his campaign have gone over. They have mailed out letters. They have done robocalls to Democrats, especially urban Democrats, telling them that they can cross over and they can vote tomorrow for Thad Cochran, that if they like what they've been getting, vote for Thad Cochran. But don't worry, Democrats. You can cross back over in November and vote Democrat again. That is not right. That is wrong. And because this is a runoff, you don't have a early voting period. So it really just depends on who motivates their voters out tomorrow. And the truth is, you know, if you have to win by getting the other side to cross over, are you really winning?
Yeah, that strikes me too. You know, if you have to do that to get the other side to cross over to your side, you know, if you have to actively recruit them. Now, I know that in our state that I've talked to a lot of Democrats, and they're mad at Lamar Alexander too. So I don't know what they're going to do exactly, but yeah.
Here's the thing. It's funny that you mentioned our state and Lamar before we move on. I have to tell you, this is one of those things that, you know, for a variety of reasons, I'm in Mississippi to have McDaniel. But I'll be honest with you, I'm kind of selfish because the next state's going to be Tennessee. And that's where the next day we're hoping to bring the Tea Party Express bus to Tennessee. We're hoping to get just as much excitement going. I know that our buddy there, Joe Carr, is doing his big fundraiser tomorrow night as well, his T-Bones in Politics with my good friends, the Politics and Dr. Gina and Anne Marie. We know that Tennessee is about to become the next focus. But there's a big difference between Mississippi and Tennessee when it comes to establishment Republican that's in office right now. Thad Cochran never really had much local ties. Every single person that had been elected in the state of Tennessee, more than likely, Lamar has an amazing machine. And he has their loyalty because he helped get them elected. But does that make him the person that stays in office? Absolutely not. You cannot look at the most liberal Republican senator from Tennessee, which is hard because Corker sometimes gives him a challenge for that, and tell him that that's what the people of Tennessee he's representing, that's what they want. Folks, I have to tell you, but the number one thing we're going to have to get over, we are going to have to unify. All the Tea Party groups across the state of Tennessee are going to have to unify. We're going to have to get along. We're going to have to get organized. We saw that here in Mississippi. That's the reason why Chris McDaniel won. He unified all the Tea Party groups. We're going to have to take that same route, and we're all going to have to get together and unite under Joe Carr. No other candidates, Joe Carr, Lamar Alexander, we have a race.
Definitely. Oh, exactly. And the thing is like I said, what I've been looking at is some of these senators. Lamar Alexander, for one, in 30 years in office. I mean, it's and people are waking up and they're seeing this. They're mad. They're mad as hell because you know they're looking at what's going on in the country and so on, and they're starting to vote. To me, they're starting to vote in the way that they should be. I think they're becoming a little bit more of an informed electorate, don't you?
Oh, we have to, and we are becoming. I love experience. I love people. You know, that 30 years, if you were in office and you learned about the people, you learned more about the people you represented, then I'd be fine with you being in office for 30 years. But you can't look at Thad Cochran's voting record, and you can't look at Lamar Alexander's record and tell him that he'd learned about the people of Tennessee. And that's what these guys have to realize. And what we have to do as Tennesseans, and I'll just say I'm very passionate about this race right now, what we're going to have to learn quickly, the other side, and I'm talking about the establishment side and the Democrats, they play dirty. And so they're going to do things like throw in that third-party candidate. I would not be in Mississippi today if there was not a third candidate that had gotten that race. We would already have Chris McDaniel running for senator. We would already be raising money. Instead, we're having to spend our money in this primary runoff. The same thing can happen in Tennessee. We need to make sure that if you are in there and your name's not Joe Carr, you don't need to be running. You are literally – people could assume very easily that you are a plant and that people are sitting there trying to encourage you to do it to take the votes away from Joe Carr. Folks, time and time again, we have seen it in this primary season. One establishment versus one conservative, and the conservative wins. That's what we have to work on.
Yeah. Now Scotty, as far as Chris McDaniel goes, how do you have any kind of take as far as what the spending is on his campaign versus that? I mean,
The ratio of spending. I know that obviously you're going to see the establishment has a lot more money than any of the conservative candidates. I do know that right now, Chris McDaniel's race, they spent all the money they could when it came to the first primary. I mean, they were almost down to zero just because that's what you do. That is the right thing to do is spend your donor dollars on the campaign. You don't put it away to take people at steak dinners afterwards. You spend the money, and they did that. And so going into this runoff election, it has truly been a grassroots effort. It's been people like Tea Party Patriots, Tea Party Express, TeaParty.net, Tea Party Leadership Fund, all of these outside freedom works, all these outside groups have had to come in because we knew that the McDaniel race, they didn't have enough money to go into another two-week primary runoff. So we've all had to come in and sit here, and we've all taken up our own arms and tried our best. And this is truly what grassroots do. This is what we saw in the 7th District of Virginia with Bratt versus Cantor, and we're going to see it again tomorrow with McDaniel versus Cochran.
Well, yeah. That's a good point. That you know you have to spend your money wisely when you're running a grassroots type of campaign. And I tell you what, we're all rooting for Chris McDaniel here because that throws impetus to the fire here for our campaign and for all the other campaigns. We got other ones that are running around too, and it actually does bring back that life that we need in this movement. And grassroots is where it is. Grassroots is where it's going to be. And I just want to thank
That's
you so
America
much for
is.
Being down there. Well, yeah, and I want to thank you so much for being down there in Mississippi. I'm sorry about your phone, but.
Well, yeah, let's talk this out. Bing, I know I think this is your inaugural night in talk radio. So let me just point out that I had this big interview scheduled with you tonight, and I was sitting there. We were doing a little fun little piece, McDaniel promo piece in the water, and I did a jump up in the air. Phone goes flying down the water, and the first thing I scream is, "Oh no! I have an interview in 30 minutes!" And so, and you have the audacity to laugh at me.
I wasn't. I was laughing. Look, you're mm-hmm. my sister from okay. another mister, okay? You're a patriot in arms mm-hmm. to me. So I was just razzing you, Scotty. But anyway,
just razzing. Let me tell you, a girl without her phone, that's miserable. And the night before an election, I do not have my phone. Take away my teeth. Take away my Tory Burch flip flops. But by golly, don't take away my phone.
No, I mean, and I never did have a smartphone, but I didn't want anything in my pocket that was smarter than me. But no, I know we got a we got to bug out here with you because I know that you're on unlimited time, unless, of course, you want to stay. But I've got more
campaigning to do. It's the night before an election. I got to get out there and get these Mississippians to the polls. Tell them to go to bed early and get up. Polls open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Folks, we will be live streaming tomorrow night, tpnn.com. You can watch it from the Chris McDaniel headquarters. So you can see all the fun that's happening that night, and hopefully you're going to see a lot of cheers and a lot of high fives.
Yeah, and see, I told you something was going to happen here tonight, and Scotty might have lost her phone, and I hope she got her plugs in for the Thad Cochran race down there in Mississippi. I ended up dropping off, but oh well, things happen, and we'll have to, you know, do something again. But anyways, welcome to American by Design, and I'm sorry about that, but I'm kind of limited because I don't have any control over what's going on with the internet. So they, I don't know, maybe it's the NSA. They can't reach Scotty, so they have to take me off, bump me offline. But anyways, that was Scotty Nell Hughes from Tea Party News Network, and I'm so appreciative that she took the time out to give us a call. I'm going to take a quick break, check on things. I'm going to check on a couple internet things right now. But, yeah, if you can, go to our website, Tea Party News Network, and watch the vote tomorrow. I wanted to ask her how she thought it was going to turn out, but of course, things don't always turn out the way we want them to, do they? But we'll be back in about 3.
Hello, I am Robert Garding of the New Wives Conservatism radio show, heard on Saturdays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 Central, through conservativenationmedia.com. Being on the air since 2007 from behind the silver CNN microphone of freedom, we've helped people become more informed to keep socialists out of the White House and Congress. But that work isn't over yet. Tune in Saturdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on CNN for the New Wise Conservatism radio show, the voice of reason in our unreasonable world.
It feels like you're frozen, petrified. You're struggling with your mortgage payments. The bills begin to pile up. Not knowing what to do, you do nothing at all. And that's the worst thing you can do. Because if you take action, if you do something about your mortgage problems, you're far more likely to get the most positive outcome. Making Home Affordable is a free government program. Call 888-995-HOPE to talk one-on-one with a housing expert about the options that are right for you. Real help, real answers, right now. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov and do something about your mortgage problems. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, tail-wagging, backyard-hanging, and, of course, companionship.
And what breed would you say Satchmo is?
I'd have to go with maybe a lavish terrier-hound-chihuahua-looking kind of mix.
Tremendous dog.
I'd also like to point out Satchmo's coloring, a white, gray, brown, black brindle. Simply marvelous.
You know, it's such a treat to watch a dog like this.
Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive. And now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance, so common with this group.
And finally, the loving face lick.
It's great how he just gets in there and, well, licks.
Fantastic. But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
I'm no communist, I'll tell you that right now. I believe a man should own his own house and car and cow. I like this private ownership. ship. I want to be left alone. Let the government run its business and let me run my own.
Thank you, Grandpa Jones, and welcome back to American by Design. And the number here is 718-305-7176. That's 718-305-7176. Please give me a call. I'm sorry about dropping off. I don't know. I'm just at the whims of the internet here. We do have a storm coming in, so I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but getting back to, and thank you, Scotty, so much, Scotty Nell Hughes from Tea Party News Network, and thank you so much for calling in and being on the show. I really appreciate that. To go back to what I was talking about earlier is about the hard drive failures and all this kind of stuff. You know, it's the same thing, you know, my kid goes to school or when they grew up, you know, well, the teacher gave them a bad grade, whatever it might be. Well, you know, you're going to try to use the dog ate my homework or whatever it might have been, you know. That's not an excuse. The excuse, the people are on, the onus of this government is on the President of the United States, period, as he would say. And as Joe Biden would say, this is a big frickin' deal. This is a big deal that we lost emails. Emails, not just from one person, but six people, all involved with this scandal. And that's what this is. This is a scandal. This is high crimes, people. When you or anybody at working anywhere physically delete your emails, or however they did it, that's a scandal. That's something that should be reported. That they should have a special prosecutor in on this right now. They should have had it on there. They should have had a special prosecutor reported months ago, if not longer. This is something that needs to be addressed, and it needs to be addressed. It's not going to be addressed by the president. He's going to do everything to duck and bob and weave and avoid it. Don't want anything to do with it. We've got other scandals. This is the most scandalous administration, in my opinion, that I've ever witnessed in my 54 years of being old or young, however you want to look at it. And I was talking to some Democrats. We were talking about the election with Scotty. And we were talking about, or I was talking to some Democrats. And now these in Tennessee, of course, and also I wanted to point out one thing. I've been seeing snakes out here like crazy because they're trying to find water, all right, in Tennessee. So a buddy of mine actually had a dog bit by a snake. A copperhead, and he went out to step out on his porch the other day, and there was another copperhead out there. His dog was barking, another dog he had. And so I just want to, you know, make sure that you all know that we got a lot of snake. We got pretty much every varmint in Tennessee that you ever want to. But yeah, tomorrow's going to be very, very interesting. It's Thad Cochran and Chris McDaniel in runoff. And I don't even know why we got these runoffs anymore. You know, when somebody can get less than 50% of the vote and we have a runoff, it just amazes me that we still do this. But yeah, Thad Cochran, 41 years in office. And Scotty said, well, you know, that's okay. That's all right. You know, if people like you and that's what they want. But I don't think our founders ever envisioned for a candidate or statesman, in my opinion, to be in office for 41 years. It's become a career to them. And at this point, they lose touch with their electorate base. They lose touch with who they're supposed to be up there serving. They're supposed to be serving us, their electorate, the people that voted for them. They're supposed to be listening to us. When we got people like in this state, in my state, Tennessee, and that, you know, I'm firmly on board with Joe Carr. When we have people in this state like Lamar Alexander served over 30 years in the Senate, and the biggest claim to his fame that he's touting on some of his radio ads out here is the dam that he built to allow fishermen to fish below the dam out here. There's a serious flaw, a serious mistake on the part of us, because I put the blame on us because we're not holding their feet to the fire. But there's saving grace. And the saving grace is that people like Eric Cantor, never before in the history of American politics, I don't believe anyway, has a House Majority Leader been thrown out on his keister in Virginia by anybody. Never before. So this proves, and he wasn't in office that long, I think from 2001. Well, actually, if you look at it, that is pretty long. That's 13 years. 13 years to be in the House, to be a majority leader. We're actually, you know, you're the majority leader in the House. I mean, these people are waking up. I think they're getting a serious dose of reality right now. And I'm glad Virginia happened. And tomorrow, I'll just go on a prediction here. And I'm not saying this to dissuade people to not help out Chris McDaniel's campaign, to not go to his website and donate. But I think he's going to win. I truly hope he's going to win. I pray he's going to win. And if he does, it's going to be a great day. It's going to be a great day because there's a chain reaction of events that happen. And it just keeps going on down the line. The number here is 718-305-7176. And I got a live read I need to do real quick. I don't know if I can find it. I'm sorry about this. I've been uploading and trying to find some audio and everything else that I've somehow lost somewhere, but we've been telling you that conservativenationmedia.com is making some changes, and they're already kicking in. For starters, Inside Tennessee with Dave Vance has moved to Tuesday. That's Tuesday nights. Tennessee's issues are spreading out all over America, as we will see. And Dave Vance brings his veterans insight and the most informative guest to Inside Tennessee every Tuesday. So make sure you check him out. Brought to you by the Tennessee Action Council, Inside Tennessee, moving to Tuesdays, they're already there, at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central on conservativenationmedia.com, where America always wins. On that note, I'm going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
Been looking for an online gathering place? You know, a familiar screen, does everything you're used to, except give you grief for being a conservative? You gotta try the Tea Party community. At TPC, you'll know how everything works from the very first minute, and you'll probably find a lot of friends who are already there. Organize, communicate, share ideas, upcoming events, pictures, and videos. The Tea Party community connects and empowers like-minded, politically conservative people like you. Sign up today at teapartycommunity.com.
All right, class, let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock. and saw all of these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him in the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow.
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah.
We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, sweetie. What's going on?
Well, honey, I have some news.
Okay. What?
All that training paid off. I got the job.
Oh, I knew you would get it. So when do you start?
When you donate stuff to Goodwill, you help provide job training for people right here in your community. Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to American by Design with your host, Ben Fisher, and the number here is 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176. If you wish to talk about anything that we've been talking about so far, if not, then I'm going to move on a little bit, trying to go over some of my notes, but yeah, the IRS scandal, I mean, we've got the IRS, like I said, they know pretty much everything about you, and we're so worried about Snowden, Eric Snowden out there that, you know, is leaking leaks. I mean, maybe he has Lois Lerner's emails on all the computers and hard drives and flash drives and thumb drives and everything that he took up there. You would think he probably would have these emails, some of them on there anyways. It's unbelievable, isn't it? It's unbelievable that Eric Snowden can sit there and go to China, fly to China, take all these secrets that he knows. And regardless of whether you think he's a patriot or a traitor, regardless of that, he took all that information that he got from the Pentagon and from other sources that obviously must do a damn better job at backing up their data than the IRS does. But yet you fail to produce a receipt, you fail to produce anything from 7 years ago. Hell, they go back. I've heard of people that I've heard say that they are going after over 40 years ago. When a husband dies or something, they're going after their spouse, their children for payments that they might have, you know, been in arrears for or whatever. Old people. And some of these people ain't got the money for it. A lot of them don't. But they're going after them. It's one of the most corrupt, as I said before, and it's like I'm preaching to the choir all the time. It's one of the most corrupt administrations I've ever seen in my life. Nothing compares to this. We got Benghazi. We got the IRS scandal. We got the NSA snooping in on your phone calls, snooping in on everything. You don't think that they don't know where these emails went? You got all sorts of scandals with this administration, and I think some people realize it. I still think that there's some people that need to wake up. As I said, I talk to a lot of different people during the day where I work and, you know, not just where I work, but, you know, out here in the sticks where I live in Tennessee. And I like talking to Democrats a lot because the old blue dog Democrats, you know, the old, you know, old blue dog Democrats from back, you know, in the 60s or even before. And I told them, I said, you know, I said, your party is done hijacked and they don't vote. See, they abstain from voting. A lot of them do. And I tell them, I said, look, you know, I said, your party done jacked the rug out from underneath you many years ago, back in the 60s, even before then. And I tell them, I said, look, you can't sit at home. You can't sit there and bitch and whine and moan, right, about the country when you sit at home and you don't vote and you don't practice your most sacred right, which is voting. You don't get out there and demonstrate. You don't get out there, you know, and a lot of these people understand what their deal is, you know, is that they are, some of them feel so ostracized, or they will feel ostracized if they actually go out there and vote for a Republican, return a ticket somewhere, at least in this state where they can vote open. Because they know that their family will not give them their inheritance money. It's pretty sad. See, there's a lot of factors involved in this, just a lot of them. Some of them are kind of easy to figure out. Some of them are a little bit more obtuse, as it were. People don't. I think they're starting to see the light because from what I've been talking to them, is that they are tired of the situation as a whole, you know, as a whole, in the country as a whole. You know, these people are not bad people. They just they fail to realize and understand how their party got hoodwinked. And the problem is that we're having right now is that the GOP has got hoodwinked too by the likes of Lamar Alexander, by the likes of Thad Cochran, by the likes of just all sorts of other people that and it's not the GOP as far as Thad Cochran goes, but with Eric Cantor and so on. We've got a problem in our own, in this, the Grand Old Party. We've got a problem in the Grand Old Party. We all realize that. We just can't let it sink into the abyss that the Democrats have let their party sink into. More welfare. We got the dreaming streamers coming over left and right. I mean, and we're telling the Border Patrol they can't fire back on. They can't do anything to protect themselves, basically. We tell these illegal immigrants that come into this country, they're illegal. They broke into our house. And we're telling them, look, you can stay. Just come back and see the magistrate, come back and see the judge in about, you know, 2 weeks, a month, 2 months, whatever it might be. This is a voting block. That's the only reason that the Democrats and the liberals, and I'm not saying the Democrats, let me just rephrase that, the liberals in this country have one agenda. And I think that agenda is to destroy this country. It's to make this country into a third world country. Because they hate it. They're the most miserable freaking people that I've ever talked to. And you can't really talk to them because they're all emotionally based. There's no fact. There's no logic. There's nothing, you know, there's no substance there. They're emotional. And as such, you can't talk to them about that. But they're basically opening up the border to allow anybody in. And we don't even know who these people are. We have no way and no way to keep track of them. We don't know what diseases they're bringing in. It used to be when we had, you know, regular people that would come to this country. Can I do another sigh? I can't believe that I'm getting kicked off. I'm getting knocked off Blog Talk Radio, but oh well, that's my life. I was talking about illegals in this country, but seeing as I'm having some internet problems here, and I don't know exactly where they're stemming from. And I'm sorry about this. I really, truly am. This is not like normally my Sunday show goes really well, or did. It's no longer on the air, but it did go very good back when I was doing it. So what I'm going to try to do here is try to regroup. I'm going to try to figure out where this is coming from, because I don't see any problems on my end. So I don't know if it's Blog Talk Radio. I assume it is, because they just keep kicking me off. And actually, I'm going to call in with my cell phone. So if they kick me off again, at least I'll be able to access the show with my cell phone. I apologize for this, for all you guys listening to me. You listen to American by Design, and we're coming out on the top of the hour here. So I'm going to just take a quick break. I'm sorry about this. Bing Fisher, 718-305-7176.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
From the Talk Radio News Service, I'm Keely Sullivan. The Supreme Court limited the Environmental Protection Agency's power to regulate greenhouse gas emissions Monday morning. According to the Supreme Court, stationary polluters that may emit greenhouse gases do not require a permit from the EPA. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, employment increased in 36 states last May, with Texas, Pennsylvania, and New York adding the highest number of jobs. However, employment has decreased in 14 states, worst in Florida, Arizona, and Illinois. TL Ventures, a private equity firm, was fined $300,000 for pay-to-play contributions to political candidates. According to the Securities and Exchange Commission, the firm made contributions to the governor of Pennsylvania and a candidate for mayor of Philadelphia in order to receive compensation for services to the Pennsylvania and Philadelphia retirement plans. Keely Sullivan, Talk Radio News Service, Washington.
Okay, forest animals, today is a new day. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow.
Yes?
Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. Okay, river.
Dude.
How's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man. Perfect for a little riverside shoeless relaxation.
Ah, good. Owl, you here?
Quash. Who's asking?
I am. Look, you know the drill. Sleep during the day, scare the kids at night.
Perfect. I love my job.
Oak tree?
Stop.
Still in the same place I left you last year. That's what I like, consistency.
Well, it's not like I'm going anywhere for the next couple hundred years.
I know. I love it. Turtle. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. You'd think he would have learned by now to leave the night before our meetings. Okay. Squirrel. Has anybody seen Mr. Squirrel?
The forest has been preparing just for you. Visit a forest near you today. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
And you're listening to American by Design with your intermittent host here, Uncle Bing Fisher. The number is 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176. And I actually called into the show myself just so in case I get booted off again, I can at least pick up my cell phone, hopefully. But being that I'm in the sticks, I don't know how good that's going to work. But, Yeah, we're on a new schedule here, so I'm on Monday nights, and Monday nights will be, of course, from 7 to 9, and it's going to be the same type of show. I'm going to try to mix it up a little bit different, because I'll have a little bit limited time to upload audio and some other things I want to do, but we also got some other things that we're doing over here on conservativenationmovement.com, and some of those will actually be, actually all of them are going to be really cool stuff. I think you guys are going to like it. I want to turn you on to, we had Scotty Nell Hughes on earlier from Tea Party News Network, and she was very good in her analysis of the race, and she wanted to get right into the Thad Cochran race, and that's fine with me. You know, we have the Eric Cantor race that I thought, in, you know, from Virginia that Brett won, and I thought that was just outstanding. That's why I asked her how much, if she knew how much money was the campaign spending versus the campaign in Mississippi. Anyways, what ratio was there? But, when you got Eric Cantor being taken down from his seat, sitting next to the throne there with a bunch of other rhinos, and you've got to know, okay, you just got to know that these people are freaking out. You've just got to know it. They're freaking out, and rightly so. I would too if I was them. Because people have had enough. People are seeing that the lamestream media can only hide things for so long. And you know, there's a problem with the lamestream media is that not just what they report on, because what they report on, you know, can be disseminated, that kind of stuff with you know, the rest of us. It's what they don't report on. That's the scary thing. The same thing with the president, with this president. It's what he doesn't, he wants transparency, but what he doesn't tell you is scarier to me than what he does tell you. At least if he tells me he's going golfing in the middle of some kind of firefight that we got going on in Iraq, we got the whole country just coming down in shambles. At least I know where I can find him if I need him. On the golf course. Or vacationing somewhere at some resort that our taxpayer money is basically spending on him. At least I know where he's coming from. But when they do this transparency thing, and they keep saying, well, you know, this is the most transparent. No, it is not. It's far from it. Not when you've got scandals like Benghazi, when you've got scandals like Extortion 17, you know, with Navy SEALs dying, when, you know, you've got the IRS, you've got all these other scandals. Just, you know, I'm running out of fingers counting them all. No, you're not transparent. You're not transparent, and you're not in charge. There's such a thing as being a manager, being, you know, in charge of a bunch of other people, that you actually hold them accountable. I don't think one person has been fired from this administration yet. If I'm wrong, somebody correct me. I think people just get moved around. They get transitioned from one job to another, from one department to another. Nobody's been fired. And somebody just said in chat, yes, I am wrong. Roll Tide, who's that? Who's been fired? I'll wait on his response while I keep talking. But it's not been like, in other words, it's not been where a manager actually takes control, where a CEO takes control of a corporation and says, okay, look, we've had enough of you. We've had enough of what you're doing. They get out there to try to right the wrong. They try to make it palatable for the people to understand. They try to make it coherent for them to understand. Not from this place, not from this administration. Every single day I wake up and it's like, what else is going to happen today? What new is going to come my way that I have to read about and I have to try to swallow and try to stomach from this group that we got in Washington? And not just Washington, but throughout politics in general. It's amazing. It's totally amazing to me that we have let the Constitution go on the back burner, and we've got a president that just wants to you know, edict after edict and fiat after fiat, just sign, I got a pen, and a phone. He's got a pen. Scotty lost her phone, but he's got his phone too. I'm sorry about that. But now this guy is just, it's willy-nilly. It's not even politics. This man is a narcissist, and he just wants to keep on keeping on. He's going to push the people over the edge, and I think that's what their plan is. And Valerie Jarr is a puppet master. We all know that. She's got her little hands up in the air. She's just, you know, moving the puppet around. Backed by people like George Soros and all these PAC groups. Yet the American people just are still, some of them are still asleep at the wheel. As I was alluding to before, you know, I talked to Democrats and so on. I like them, you know, they treat me fine. As long as you treat me all right, I'm going to treat you okay. And I, out of the ones that I talked to, out of my close circle of friends, and I'm holding my hands up in quotes because I don't know if I trust them any farther than I could throw them, but out of my close circle of friends that are Democrats, they don't want nothing to do with this president, and they're coming out. They're going to come out in 2014, I think. I'm just saying, from the people I talk to, they're going to come out in 2014, and they're going to vote. And they're going to surprise you. They're going to surprise you because they're not going to be pushing the lever or pulling the lever and pushing the button for the people that you think they are. These people are pretty mad. And they're mad because it hits them in their pocketbook. A lot of them are farmers. I live in a rural community out here, so a lot of them are farmers. There's some educated ones, which I'm not saying a farmer is not educated. Don't be calling me and saying, Bing, why did you say farmers? No, I'm talking about, you know, the ones that went to college for 20 freaking years and, you know, racked up a bill that they have to pay off. There's people that are mad in this country. And I think you're going to see it this year because there's an arrogance of the rich. And I'll say that. There's an arrogance of the rich. There's also an arrogance of the poor. The rich always, you know, want to talk about, you know, and a lot of the farmers that we got up here talk about, well, you know, I just can't make no money. Like Hillary Clinton, you know, said, well, you know, I got all, you know, we're so poor, we're bankrupt. You got Chelsea out there going, well, you know, I don't really care about money. Well, why would you? You know, you got millions of dollars. You know, you're not poor. You're poor by your standards. You're poor by your means. You're not poor by it what the rest of the country thinks. This is how out of touch these people are. You're not poor till you have to get up and dive into a dumpster. You're not poor, Hillary. I'm looking for audio for Hillary, but I can't find it.
Unbelievable. So I think what I'm going to do is I might end the show early because I just can't log in. If I do log in, then it takes me forever. And I don't know if it's – I don't know what it is. But anyways, I'm just going to go ahead and end the show. Thank you all for being on the show. I'm trying to dial back in right now, but it doesn't seem like it's wanting me to do it. Oh, Blog Talk Radio, one must love you. We have to love you.
All right, there we go. We're back on. I got a bad echo here because I think I got my phone going. There we go. Man, you just got to love Blog Talk Radio sometimes. You just got to love it. But anyways, I'm thinking about just closing the show out a little bit early because I'm just having a bad, hard time here. And I just can't seem to stay on air, but we'll see what we can do. We'll keep going, I guess, till I get kicked off again. I got 46 minutes into the show. You know, it's 8:13. But anyways, I lost my train of thought. I was talking about Hillary Clinton and how, you know, she thinks she's poor. You're not poor considered, you know, when you compare yourself to the rest of the nation. You're not poor at all, baby. You're not poor at all. You've got millions of dollars. You've got, you know, book deals. You can do whatever you want. You know, you're not poor. The people that I talk to, and I talk to people, and I said there's the arrogance of the rich, there's the arrogance of the poor. The rich, you know, have some of the rich have an arrogance like Bill Gates, where they want to demand things to the rest of the people. They want to demand that you buy into their carbon tax credit, like Al Gore and so on. They want to demand that you hike the minimum wage, that employers hike the minimum wage, when most employers actually pay more in minimum wage anyways. Minimum wage is a job killer. If you're really concerned about people, then why don't you take, you know, the $10 or $15, whatever you propose for a minimum wage, and expand it to $20, $25, $100 an hour? They know they can't do that because they know it will never fly, that it's an economy buster, that it will break the economy. They know that. But see, little increments, little incremental things that they want to do, they can get away with that. Same thing like when you go to get your check every week at work, payroll deduction for your FICA, for your Social Security, all that stuff is already taken out. We've become detached from society as far as what is in, what we take home and what we spend. Same thing with medical expenses. We've become detached. We don't understand. We don't know, because all you're doing is going out and you're paying a deductible. You're paying a part of your deductible that goes against the bill that the doctor has to submit. Become detached. If you had to sit out there and write a check each month, for the money that you're putting into Social Security, to FICA, and everything else, all your taxes, all that kind of stuff. If you had to put in and write a check like you would your car payment, like you would your house payment, like you would any other payment that you pay every month, then and only then will people start to realize, hey, where's this money going to? Why am I spending, you know, $1,000 a month here, or why am I spending $200 a month here and $300 there? And, you know, where's this going to? That's when people will start to freak out and go, look, I want to know where this money's going to. That's when people become attached back again with the economy. And right now they're not attached with the economy. They just know, and they bitch and gripe and moan about the gas prices going up. They don't understand where that comes from. They don't understand that we got a president that is, you know, propping up regimes all over the Middle East that don't like us. They hate us. They don't understand that we ripped ourselves out of Afghanistan, Iraq, and soon to be Afghanistan. They don't understand what that does to the price of oil. They don't understand what that does to the price of goods in general, because these goods have to be trucked. These goods have to be delivered. These goods have to be somehow gotten to the supermarkets. They have to be, while they're at the supermarket, markets in the display case and the freezers, they have to be, you know, the energy has to be supplied from somewhere. That comes from coal. We got a president that's the biggest coal killer around. He hates coal. He hates energy. But they want to prop up Solyndra. They want to prop up all these startups. They want to bail out GM. They want to bail out all these car companies. They want to bail out the banks. When I grew up, there was banks that failed. They weren't too big to fail. There's no such thing. They failed on their own because they, you know, practiced bad loans. They gave up bad loans. They gave out, you know, whatever. There were car companies that went out of business. when I grew up. Nobody even really thought about it, you know. They went out of business. What happens when you're in business? If you're successful, you can stay in business, make a profit, appease your shareholders if you're that big, and keep on keeping on. But we're giving our hard-earned money to companies that don't produce anything. And we're also voting in politicians that don't produce anything. And there's a lot of us out there, me not included, that will consume a lot of the rhetoric and BS. So there's consumers, there's producers. It's pretty simple. It doesn't take a pyramid builder to figure this crap out. We keep putting them in. We keep bailing out companies that are non-successful with taxpayer money that we don't have, that we're borrowed against, and we don't print money out anyways. We just electronically transfer money that we don't have. And we got China that we're dealing with, a communist country, known murderers, known political oppressors of their own people, and we deal with them. We got Mexico down here. We got a prisoner down there. And Obama could simply pick up the phone, I'm sure, and say, look, release this guy, please. You know, we'll you know, whatever it takes. We'll release 5 of your detainees up here. I'm sure we've got more than 5 Mexicans up here in jail somewhere. But that ain't going to happen. Because he does not like the military. He disdains the military. He finds the military just a stumbling block to get his agenda through. What's his agenda? His agenda basically is he wants to be king. He was propped up to this. Came about, nobody knew him. We still don't know him. We still can't find records on him. Maybe his school records and all his records are with Lois Lerner's stuff that she lost. Perhaps. Perhaps they're hanging out with her hard drive. I don't know. The most transparent president that he touted, oh, transparency, you know. That's what our focus is going to be on this election. Back then when he was running, now he doesn't care. His administration knows it, and they'll pass every freaking law that they can. Not law, but they'll pass every edict that they can. Every executive order that they can to turn this world into a third world country. Because liberals, for the most part, are miserable people. They're miserable. When you look at them, when you look at liberal women, just for instance, take liberal women versus conservative women, and you just look at them, you could tell the liberal women are just miserable. The liberal men are just hateful and spiteful and just totally miserable because they live in misery. They thrive. They thrive. They're not happy unless you're unhappy. That's a liberal mantra. It always has. It always will be. These newfangled progressive liberals, and I don't even like calling them that because to me they're all one in the same boat. They all want us to go up the cliff together. And the more people that can drag off that cliff, the better off they feel. If they can wake up in the morning and say, look, you know, I'm miserable and I made 10 other people miserable yesterday, then I feel great. This is job number one at Liberal High 101. Be as miserable as you can because, oh, life is not fair. Life owes you this. You're deserved this by the government. You're deserved food stamps. You're deserved a minimum wage that's just totally non-feasible. You deserve everything that we can give you cupcake because you're freaking special. That's how liberals feel. That's how socialists feel. That's how communists feel. They're not happy unless they can make you as miserable as they are. And they're not happy unless they're miserable. It's like some self-defeatist attitude or something. We got 2 years, over 2 years left with this person in charge of the White House. That's a long time to screw up a country. We're seeing it unfold before our very eyes, and it seems like nobody, or not many people, I'm not saying nobody, there's people out there that are trying. But I don't think they're trying hard enough. I don't think they're trying hard enough to get back what's rightfully ours. They're not defending the Constitution. They're trying to introduce new law, a new bill that destroys the Constitution. These people on both sides of the aisle, too. You got Chris Christie up here partying around with Lamar Alexander, you know, and Jeb Bush. A couple of really highly respected people that I would trust to run Tennessee or to help in running Tennessee. And then Chris Christie calls us a bunch of dummies if we don't vote Lamar Alexander in. I think they're going to have a rude awakening here in 2014. That's my prediction, and I'm going to pretty much stick to that because I think that is where we're going to win. We're going to win big because once the momentum goes, it's already gone. It already has come in Virginia, and hopefully tomorrow it will come in Mississippi. And then after that, we've got a lot of other elections too. We've got Kansas, Oklahoma, a lot of different elections. Tennessee, of course. And it takes boots on the ground. It takes people out there that are motivated. It takes people out there that have radio shows. It takes people out there that actually, you know, might call in, that discuss their views. People that are passionate, that are articulate enough. People out there that won't argue the facts, they'll debate them. There's a big difference there. You don't argue emotionally with these people because there's no way to conquer an emotional argument with a liberal or with a moderate progressive Republican other than facts. And the facts speak for themselves, as they always do. You're listening to American by Design with your host, Bing Fisher. Our number here is 718-305-7176. I would be remiss if I did not tell Scotty, if she's still listening, that Joe Carr said hi. He likes her a lot. And I'm sorry about my interview when I dropped off at the end there, but I'm hoping I know she was still on, but I'm hoping she got her say in anyways at the end. That's one way to get a guest to have their absolute say at the end is for the host to drop off in it. But she found her phone. I have to tell you that she did find her phone, and I think she shook the water out of it. What I'm going to do right now is I was trying to find some audio that I had uploaded here, but I can't find it. But anyways, we're coming up on the half-hour break here, and what I'm going to just do is just go ahead and end the show because I'm having these internet drop-off problems, and I really apologize for that. Hopefully, I'm going to call them up tomorrow and get this rigged up so that they can come out and check this out because something something ain't right. I got some new equipment up here, routers and modems and stuff like that. It's just not working. But I figured before I lose the show, which we won't do here, that I'll just go ahead and end it. And I want to thank you all for dropping in. And please click the little button up top there in chat, if it's up there, so that you can be reminded of my new show. Delete the other one that's up there. I know that we're having some technical difficulties with Dave's show tweeting out instead of mine, but hopefully I can get all this resolved by next week. I'm pretty sure I can. Great guest, Scotty Nell Hughes from Tea Party News Network. And please support these candidates. A lot of them are running grassroots campaigns, and they need your support. I know Joe Carr does in Tennessee. I know that Chris McDaniel does in Mississippi. And as far as Joe Carr goes, you can get to his website, Carr, CARR4TN.com. And just, send him $5 or something like that, or $10, whatever you can afford. We've got a bunch of actual things going on. We've got tomorrow, there's going to be T-Bones in Politics. That's going to happen up in Murfreesboro. You could be a part of that with the Politichicks. And then also tomorrow, I believe it is, that they also have the we're also going to have, or they're going to have, it's not my deal, it's somebody else going to have Alan West and Sarah Palin and a few other people at a conservative event out in Sevier County, Tennessee, which is up by Dolly World and all that kind of stuff. So, please enjoy that and please listen to as many talk show radio hosts as you can that are conservative, that believe in this country, that believe in defending the Constitution, that believe in the Constitution for one thing, and that believe that we are under siege. And we're under siege because we got a liberal mindset, and not just in this administration, but in this whole country. And that liberal mindset's got to change. I don't know how it's going to change, where it's going to change, but it's going to change, hopefully. And I'm trying to find, I lost another audio. No. But anyways, I lost audio here. So I'm just going to go ahead and say goodnight, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I appreciate your patience. And I appreciate your dealing with my technical problems here. Good night. We'll talk to you later. American by Design, 718-305-7176. Good night.